بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, I'm sure many of you have heard and you know about people talking about happiness and people teaching all kinds of tricks and treats to help others achieve happiness. And happiness is probably one of the most common definitions of happiness is the absence of fear, the absence of worry, the absence of concern. I submit to you that that is a false definition. Happiness is not the absence of concern, because it is not possible for a person to be alive and not be concerned. The issue is not to be concerned about concern, not to be worried about worry, but to ask yourself, what am I concerned about? So it's not a question of trying to get rid of worries, but to be worried about the right things. Let me give you an example. Keeping happiness in mind. Take a person who is worried about his or her own career. How can I get ahead in life? How can I get promoted in my job? How can I become the CEO of the organization? In my now over 35 years of work in corporate consulting, I can't even begin to count the number of times I've heard conversations about designations, right? I mean, the thing that hit me probably the most when I, in 1994, when I set up my company in Bangalore, Yavar Begin Associates, when I started off full-time, I mean, I've been a part-time entrepreneur from 1983 onwards, when I started consulting. So my actual consulting work goes back to 1983. But full-time consulting, independent on my own, was from 1994. The thing that hit me the most at that time was when I was looking at or thinking about, now what do I call myself? And then I... On my business card, I said, no, what am I going to print on my business card? And what hit me was that I could print anything I wanted. So this is my designation, right? I mean, what's on your business card? You know, Mirza Yavar Beg, president or prime minister or assistant God, I don't know, you know. I mean, the thing that hit me was that this issue of designation is what people are so concerned about, which is, what do you call yourself on your print or on your business card? You know, I could be the sweeper and I could call myself vice president sanitation. So what has that changed? I still have a broom in my hand. I'm still mucking out the stables, as it were. But I just call myself some grand title. And that is supposed to make me feel satisfied. And if I'm really satisfied, and believe me, there are millions of people who are actually satisfied, and they lose a lot of sleep over what is on their business card, what they are called in the organization. And then they get very satisfied because someone, you know, decides to kick them upstairs without actually sending them upstairs by printing a grand sounding title on the business card. And they are happy. I mean, what kind of stupid, shallow mentality is that something you put on your business card actually satisfies you? So this is what hit me 1994 when I set up my company to say that I could actually write anything I wanted. I mean, there was no one to stop me. It's my company. I could write whatever I wanted on my business card. Maybe I give it to maybe I would give that business card to a client and he would fall off his chair laughing. That's a different issue. But no one was there to stop me from writing whatever I wanted to on my business card. And then it struck me that, I mean, I was never concerned about designation myself, but I'm saying that it struck me what a shallow mentality that is. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because this illustrates the worries that we have, the concerns that we have, the things that we lose sleep over. And I submit to you that this is what Islam teaches us. Islam does not teach us to live a life without concern. As a matter of fact, Islam teaches us to live a life where we need to be very concerned, seriously concerned about things, but seriously concerned about the right things, not about nonsense. So what does Islam tell us? The biggest concern, the number one concern of practically every living human being on the face of the earth has to do with his or her sustenance. You know, what will I eat tomorrow? He's not even talking about today. What will I eat tomorrow? Like, this is the absolutely topmost concern for the vast majority of people. And I'm not talking about people who are living in complete penury. I'm not talking about the homeless of the world who are sleeping on pavements. I'm not talking about or park benches in the West. I'm not talking about people in war zones. I'm not talking about people who are refugees. These people have genuine issues. I mean, we're not talking about them. I'm talking about people like you and me who are living good lives, alhamdulillah, in safe countries, safe environments. We have jobs, we have work to do, we have, food in the fridge, which may Allah forgive us, in some cases, it even in the fridge, it sits there for so long that it has to be thrown away, and we throw it away. May Allah forgive us for throwing food away, but that's a reality. I'm sure that's the reality in many homes, if not most homes. I'm talking about people like us. What are we really concerned about? And number one concern is, within quotes, tomorrow, which is tomorrow as in the chronological date. So if it's the 22nd of November, what will happen to me on the 23rd of November? If it's the 23rd of November, what will happen to me on the 24th of November, so to speak? So now, that's the biggest concern. What will happen to me tomorrow? What about my sustenance? What about my salary? What about my job? What if I lose this job? And so on and so forth. Now, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this. Allah created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we are concerned about. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to comfort us in that matter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qul inna rabbi yabusutu rizqa liman yasha wa yaqdir. Walakin aktharan nasi la ya'lamun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that it is my Rabb, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Rabbi yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. It is my Rabb who enlarges provision for whoever he wants or restricts it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who does that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows why he does it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a wisdom behind his action. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is my Rabb who enlarges provision for whoever he wants. لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ And he restricts it. وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ But أَكْثَرَ The most of people, but most people do not know this. Most people do not understand this. So therefore, as far as our provision in this world is concerned, yes, we do make an effort. Yes, we should make an effort. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ He said, go and search for my father. Allah did not say that my father will fall in your lap. If Allah wills, it will, it can, it does. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a general rule, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go and search for my fadl in the world. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so therefore we do that. We do that because we are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order to search for his blessing in the world. But Allah said that you will only find what has been left for you. You will only find what was given to you. And this is my understanding of this ayah. To say, if people say, well, you know, why must I search? You must search because that's the job that has been given to you. Go and pick it up. But what you are going to pick up is what is already there. So, inna rabbi yabsutu rizqa liman yashau yaqdir. Whatever Allah has given, if it is a large provision, you will go there and you will need a container truck, you will need a 16-wheeler, or you go there and a shopping basket is enough. Whatever it might be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who put it there for you. It is not your effort. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to lose sleep over that. You don't have to lie and cheat for that. You don't have to do haram for that. You don't have to usurp somebody else's rights for that. All you need to do is go and pick it up. And you have to go and pick it up. You must go and pick it up. It won't walk into your home, it won't walk into your lap. No, you have to go pick it up. But do understand that what you are picking up is what your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu put there for you. Alhamdulillah. You know, I'm on this intermittent fasting diet. So I eat breakfast, for which generally I eat one banana and I eat some cereal and I have a cup of coffee, and then I have lunch. Which is a late lunch because my feeding time finishes at 4 o'clock, so I try to eat as close to that feeding time as possible. And my wife gives me my lunch. So Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless her. She puts on the plate whatever she wants to put on the plate. And sometimes I look at that and I think to myself, you know, I wish she had put this and she had put that. And then I remind myself that what she is putting on the plate is what my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu wrote for me. I mean, she is not my Raziq. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is my Raziq. So if Allah has written for me whatever is on that plate, my wife can't put anything else on it. She, it's not in her power. So, you know, there's no sense in me wanting more or getting upset about it or, you know, blaming her for it that she didn't put more or she didn't put less or she didn't put this thing or that thing. What is on my plate is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu decreed for me for that day. My job is to go pick it up and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and eat it. So therefore, no point in wasting time and energy and emotion behind that. Just do what we know and we understand to be the right thing. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, so I'm talking about, what are we concerned about? So what are the concerns? The concern the thing that we get concerned about, really, if you look at it, is not something that is worth being concerned about, because this thing Allah has already written for us. What do we need to be concerned about? We need to be concerned about what Allah has put in our hands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a clean slate and He said, write whatever you like on it. And what is that? That has to do with our akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the freedom to write whatever we want for the akhirah. How many good deeds do I want to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not limit that. Allah said, right, do whatever you want to do. Do as much as you can do. What kind of Jannah do I want? Free. It's a plain. You want trees on it, plant them. You want palaces, do them. You want trees on them, make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every subhanallah gets you a tree in Jannah. A tree that is so big that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if the shade of the tree is so vast that if a horse gallops from one end of the shade to the other, it will gallop for 100 years and yet it will not cross that shade. That's it. You want a palace in Jannah? Very simple. Even where you are right, don't insist on winning the argument. Remain silent. Don't get involved in arguments. Don't yell and scream and whatnot. Don't get angry. Control your anger. Even where you are right, don't insist on winning the argument. Just remain silent. Let the argument go to the other person. Palace in Jannah. Control your anger. Palace in Jannah. SubhanAllah. I mean, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this. Whatever you want, write it by doing the right things in this life. So the issue is not to have a life which is free from worry, but to be worried about the right things. More inshallah bi idhnillahi ta'ala wa bi tawfiqihi wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.